and tits for breakfast.
Distinctive homes. Perfect for your lifestyle. Our house, your home. Let's talk
about Tex. Let's talk
about Tex. Let's talk about Tex.
It's Tex Walker, Crows captain.
Oh, the high-flying Tex. What about that grab? Hey?
Oh, I only just got over the tally-ho paper.
You must have paid him just to sit there, did you? Said, hey, mate, I'll get Mark of the Week and I'll fling a couple hundred.
Well, I know I did get a little bit off the ground when he said to me, right, me shoulder blade's a bit sore. So I thought, oh, that was trying to get up over the top of him, Ditz. But,
nomination for Mark of the Round.
Yeah.
Yeah, there probably wasn't too many this week.
Oh, Cornsy liked it. You'd be happy to hear that. Graham.
We're
on the Channel 7 news last night. He loved seeing Tex Walker do that.
Oh, beautiful.
So he'll sleep better tonight, Tex.
I'll keep doing it.
It wasn't a bit of a scrappy first half, but you take a 50-point win most weeks.
Yeah, obviously St Kilda had a bit of a disappointing week last week, so we knew they were going to come out and make it a bit of a dogfight, and the first half was like that. We weren't able to win our inside footy and get our game going. So it was a bit scrappy, probably a bit ugly to watch, but in the end, Ditz, we got the job done.
Just looked like you were sort of half playing within yourselves a little bit watching the TV. It was sort of a bit frustrating to watch, but the second half, things started to flow a bit more freer and Eddie got a few goals and looked like he was going well. And Tommy Lynch had a pretty good game, his first game back. How did he pull up?
Yeah, he pulled up well, Tommy. So, it was a bit ugly the first half. We, as I said, we couldn't get going. And then after half-time, we were able to play our way.
How did it unfold with Eddie Betts with the babies? That must have been an interesting time for Eddie and for a bit of panic for him and a bit of fun for the team. I saw he come in and announced it in front of all the playing group that he's had two girls, twin girls.
To be honest, when we were sitting there and Pikey said before the game, we've got an announcement. All I could think of is how many negative ones we've had or bad ones we've had in the past three or 4 years. And I thought, oh, shit, what's going on here? And then it was, absolute excitement when Eddie got up and told us that Anna had got two girls and how successful they were. So that's great news for the Betts household. It's going to be mayhem there.
Mm. Can you just check with Eddie and Anna? Because Alice thinks that one of the babies has been named after her. Because Alice and Maggie.
Alice and Maggie.
She thinks that Wag's claiming it as a bit of a scout for her.
Yeah, I'll make sure.
Report back.
I'll report back, Alice.
Yeah. It's only a couple of rounds in, three rounds in, but Lairdy, all Australian. I think you can pencil him in already.
You reckon?
Oh, well, you just...
You would now if you're picking it now.
Mm.
Well, he's been telling, what do you have, 42-40 and then 32, so his average come down a little bit now.
Mm.
But he's playing some good footy, isn't he?
Amazing.
You know what that means, though? He'll get tagged. He'll get shut down.
Yeah, well, he's going to have to learn how to.
That's right.
Smith has had to go through it, so he's got a lot.
How is Brody Smith going on the track, by the way? A lot of people don't hear much about how he's going, but what sort of training is he doing? And, you know, roughly when do you think he'll come back?
Oh, well, fingers crossed we'll get him by the end of the year. And he's ramping up. He was out there training yesterday.
Is he running a fair bit?
Yeah, he's running and doing football, change the direction.
Does he look like he's hobbling? And you know, when you're coming back, you've been through it yourself. You know what it's like.
Oh, asked me probably 2 months ago. He was still a little bit sore, which is natural for when you come back from a knee. And he's starting to go really well. So he's in
running pretty good, is he?
He's in pretty good condition too. Mm. Just asking.
He wouldn't.
Tex, have you ever been bitten in a game of football?
Bitten. Maybe if I've had a backyard game with my brother or my sister, might have been bitten. But
it's not on though, is it?
Disappointing, yeah.
Mm. Roo said earlier that probably should get a month, 4 weeks for something like that. Would you agree?
I'm not. I'm not allowed to sit here and comment though.
But, oh, I can't. Sorry. Well, I won't put you on the spot.
All I'll say is it's disappointing that it's happened.
Yeah.
If it's true.
Mm. Some people on the footy shows were saying it could be up to six, but I reckon that'd be a bit too much. But a month and then a big apology would be a good thing. Hey, in the SNFL, the lad Wilson, who the Crows picked up, played in the premiership for Sturt last year, playing some pretty good footy. What type of player is he out there for the Crows followers?
Oh, he's a little tough nut, Paddy. He's a good kid.
Is he little or is he pretty?
No, he's solid. He's a bit like you, Roo.
6'4".
Oh, he might be a little bit smaller, but he's pretty solid. And
good kick?
Very good kick. and plays more inside, but he's learning to play a little bit of outside as well.
So. Right, huh?
All right, more with Tex Walker in just a moment. Thanks to Distinctive Homes. And, Roo, you know, before you were talking about how mischievous your kids have been, and for those that missed it, little Rocco. How old's Rocco?
Oh, four.
He sliced through the seatbelts in the Peter Kittle.
Cut him with a pair of scissors. Yeah.
Apparently, Tex was a naughty little kid, too. We've got a story about Tex in just a moment.
Tex, he would have been shocking. Tex was a shocker.